The gunman may be the same man who shot dead a policewoman in the south of the city yesterday.
Inside that supermarket, we're told the man has two Kalashnikov rifles. There are five hostages, we understand, inside. Women and children thought to be inside. And we're hearing from an Israeli blogger who is known to our monitoring team, thought to be normally quite reliable, that the shooter has said to the police, "You know who I am, and I'm going to keep these hostage takers until the siege of the two men in Damartin is lifted." So that would again sort of point towards a link being established between these three men.
Much of the local area has been evacuated and local school children have been told to stay at their desks. Meanwhile, north of Paris, near Charles de Gaulle Airport, the two brothers are holed up in a printing warehouse. They're holding one person hostage and police are in contact with them. A local resident spoke of the fear in the area.
Everybody is worried. We don't know what can happen, but all the French forces are here, so we are confident. But everybody is worried. There is my neighbor who was alone in her house, and she was so scared, so she came to us to be in security.
In other news, the number of times prisoners have been found with drugs in Birmingham prison has almost doubled in a year. 73 inmates at the privately run jail were caught last year. State prisons like Featherstone near Wolverhampton have also seen an increase. The figures come from the Ministry of Justice after the MP Andrew Griffiths asked for them.
What's clear is that we do need to step up our surveillance and our security techniques, because drugs in prisons are hampering the rehabilitation of offenders and they are causing havoc in our prisons.
Waiting times at hospital accident and emergency departments in England have reached their highest level since weekly figures were first compiled more than 4 years ago. Last week, 87% of patients were treated within 4 hours. The target is 95%. NHS England says more patients are being treated than ever before. A Wolverhampton benefits officer who created fake claims and pocketed the money has been given a suspended prison sentence. 55-year-old Anthony McHale from Willenhall worked for Wolverhampton City Council and defrauded them out of £32,000. He set up six fraudulent claims and aliases and then allowed the money to go into his own bank account to pay off personal debts. He was given a suspended 20-month prison sentence and ordered to complete 300 hours of unpaid work. And the nominations have been announced for the BAFTA Film Awards, with 11 for the Grand Budapest Hotel. British stars in contention for the top honours include Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones for their portrayal of Stephen and Jane Hawken in The Theory of Everything, Benedict Cumberbatch for playing Alan Turing in The Imitation Game, and Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl. Finally, taking a look at the weather, wet and windy this afternoon with highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Largely dry but very windy tonight and mild at 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
This has been the best programme I've listened to in a long time.
Is there a butt coming, Jane?
No,
I can smell
no,
a butt.
No butt.
I can smell
no
a big butt.
Loved it.
Ian Lee.
Ooh. BBC WM 95.6.
I didn't mean it like that when I don't remember saying it. I don't think I said those words. They've used a computer. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, 03453 00956. It's only a two-hour show, and I've got a big list of things to talk about. Poor turnouts, body piercings, speaking languages, idiots' cars, and Carla Delevingne, and her eyebrows. If any of that grabs your fancy, you just want to phone up and have a chat, now's the time, 03453 00956.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
03453 00956. The way this show works, I got a list of stuff to talk about. You can call up about it, or you can call up about anything you want. And I think that's what David in Tamworth has done. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, David. What you got?
Do you know you were called a derogatory comment? You had a derogatory comment made about your Monday show.
What? Hang on a minute. You mean this radio station is open on Mondays when I'm not here?
Yeah.
Blimey. Who was it? Was it Kelly? Was it Danny Kelly? Was it Danny? Was it DK? Was it Danny Kelly?
No. It wasn't a presenter, obviously.
Oh, of course, no. They wouldn't do that on air. They know the rules. Off air, though, it's anybody. You should see the stuff they write about me in the unisex toilets. Oh, BBC, so liberal. We've got unisex toilets. Disgusting. Give me a blokes with the urinals. Give me a ladies with those little funny boxes, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Thank you, David. What would you like to say? Hang on, who was rude about me?
A caller into... It was Molly covering for Caroline.
Oh, yeah, OK.
It was about 10 to 1.
Yeah, the plot thickens, all right.
And I thought, I love it when people just make those comments when they think, oh, shouldn't have said that.
Well, he
didn't even realise that he shouldn't have said
now,
that.
Now, I'm assuming that it was indoor language that was used, so don't repeat the comment.
No.
But how did it come about? I'm intrigued.
They said that Molly should be on the show more often.
Yeah, okay.
And that Ian Lee is a... There you go. You'll have to listen to it, mate. I was going to email you, but I haven't got...
I'm furious. You got any body piercings, David?
No.
Caroline was trying to get me to get me John Thomas pierced.
You should, yeah.
What do you mean you should?
I think you presenters should be up for all these things, you know.
I don't agree with body piercings. Women having their ear pierced, yeah, all right, I'll have you. Men having their ear pierced in 1987, yeah, go on, that's fine. Anything else, people get their... you know, this is a known fact, isn't it, about Evan Davis, the presenter of Dragon's Den and Newsnight. This is a known fact, isn't it? I'm not about to libel him. He's got pierced nipples.
Oh,
how can you take a man seriously that's got pierced nipples?
Mm. How did we know that, though? Did he do the London Marathon?
Yeah, you can hear him rattle when he was. Hey, this is another thing about nipples. It's a nipple special, OK? You know if you run a marathon, right, and you're wearing the wrong top?
Yeah, you bleed.
Yeah, or your nipples can fall off. That is not a joke. Can we get a nipple expert? That is not a joke. Your nipples can actually fall off. That's incredible, isn't it?
So what happens to Mr. Scaramanga from the James Bond film?
Ooh, Scaramanga. He's got three, hasn't he? He's got the old tertiary nipple.
Yeah.
David, thank you very much indeed. Joe, who else had three nipples?
Franks has just told me that Lorne
Franks
Green
got three nipples.
Three nipples from Bonanza.
Lorne Green from Bonanza. He had three nipples, did he? Well, OK. I mean, why not? 03453 00956. How many nipples have you got, Joe? No, the dear listener. If anybody, it's quite common, isn't it, to have a third nipple? And you know, it's quite common to have a third nipple. And
is it really common?
Well, I say common. I mean, it's obviously weird. But yeah, people have third nipples. We'll get a phone call from someone today who's got a third nipple. I guarantee it.
Mm.
And also, men can lactate.
Yes, I've heard that.
I've seen it.
Especially sort of pubescent boys can lactate, can't
they? I've just had a text from this fella. So Rylan Clark has lactated in front of me. It is the weirdest thing, honestly. 03453 00956. You see what I mean about this show just goes off on tap? I didn't know we'd be celebrating the third nipple. 03453 00956. The reason we're talking about piercings, let's just go back two steps, shall we? Tiny four-line story in The Sun that I spotted. Matthew Menchizik. I'm guessing it's a Polish name, OK? If you're Polish, how do you say your names? How does that work without the vowels? Because I think it looks great. I've got too many vowels in my name, Joe, as you know, too many vowels. I got four, five, seven letters, and five of them are vowels.
But you'll just be...
But the Poles are the other way around. They don't have enough vowels. I want to give them some of my vowels, and they can give me some of their hard letters. So this guy spells his name M-E-N, and that's the... We finished the vowels now. M-E-N-C-Z-Y-K. I'm going to say Menchuk. Menchuk.
Menchuk.
You're at Menchuk. You're at Menchuk. It's good. I think it looks interesting, all those C's and Z's together. But I don't know how to say it.
Like Catherine Stancheshen.
Stancheshen, yeah. Because it sounds like there's like some CHs and stuff. There's nothing in there. There's
Z's just, and Y's.
It's a winning score in Scrabble in her name. Anyway, Matthew Menchuk set a record for most body piercings in 8 hours. 4,550. In 8 hours! As Caroline said, that's going to sting, isn't it? That's going to smart a little bit. But also, what kind of... where was he hanging these things off? That I once saw... In fact, I think he was on Frank's show once. There was a fella called George Egg, right, who used to be... I assume he still is. He's like a variety act, and he's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. OK, and the show I saw him do years ago was... Now, where was the piercing? It was either his nipple or his nose. And he would hang a coat hanger in the piercing. I'm going to say it was his nose. Oh. And he'd hang a coat hanger in the nose. And then he'd strip off. And as he stripped off, he'd hang the clothes on the coat hanger. And everything, the trousers would just cover the, and it was a fantastic act. You don't get really? Acts like that anymore.
So his suit hung from his nose.
Why not? Why not? 03453 009956 is the phone number. We're talking third nipples. We're also talking body piercings. I don't get them. I think that here's something. You know when you see like babies with ear piercings. You know that you say. I think that's abuse, isn't it? You can't give a baby ear piercings. You see it quite often. I know they do it in Spain a lot. I believe the Spanish do it well. I believe that Sikhs do it a lot as well. But I think it's... we can't pierce a baby's ear. That's just a crazy thing to do, isn't it? 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call about that. So far, let's just have a little recap. 15 minutes into the show, and boy, oh boy, it's hot in here. I forgot to turn the air con down. So far, third nipples, piercings... piercing the ears of babies. What was the other thing? There was something else. Doesn't matter. 03453 009956. You can email as well. ian.lee@bbc.co.uk. You can send me a cheeky text if you wanted. 81333. Start your text WM.
The Voice is back on BBC One.
How I hit the button. Okay, is it this hand?
How does it sound?
In my head, it goes bang.
It may seem fast, but for me, it's slow motion and it sounds like this.
Make a noise at all when I hit it.
Oh, what a sound effect.
And then when my seat turns,
this is Tom Jones.
Well, I am
Ricky Wilson.
And me, Rita Ora.
The new series of The Voice. Are you ready?
Saturday night at 7 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
I know we're all one BBC and stuff, but I think I'm busy then. Except for the Rita Ora bits. I've got no idea what she does, but I love her. Turns out she's a singer. I didn't know she was a singer. I thought she was just one of those girls that was in the paper. Got a little crush on Rita Ora. Hey, they're bringing back Stars in Their Eyes. Have you seen this? But hosted by Harry Hill. That could be good, couldn't it? With Harry
that
Hill.
That would be good.
Because it was good with Matthew Kelly. And then that woman did it. I didn't like it when the woman did it.
No, it was a bit rubbish.
She was...
Cat Deeley.
Very nice lady. Bit bland.
Yeah.
A little bit bland. Boring. Not really a lot going on there. Bland is the new rock and roll, of course. Cat Deeley, Vernon Kay, Dermot O'Leary are all wonderful people, but a bit bland. They asked me to go on Stars in the... Did I tell you
this?
Yeah,
you
on Stars in the... And they wouldn't let me go on as Beyonce, which I was well up for. I wanted to do Crazy in Love. I'd be good
shake
at...
Shake your booty.
I'd shake my beauty booty, yes. Of course I would. My beautiful booty would be shaken, not stirred. But they wanted me to be the fella from The Darkness. This is how long ago it was. The Darkness was still a thing, and they wanted me to be Justin Hawkins from The Darkness. I said, you know what, I'm not that bothered. Thanks, but I'm out of it.
I see you with a long wig, though.
Oh, I was up for the wig. I didn't fancy wearing a leotard, and I practised the song. This is true. I actually practised the song, and I could do it. I could do... I'm not going to do it now. No, it was 10 years ago, 12 years ago, probably. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it. But
I could do it then. I could get, because he does it falsetto styly, and I could do it. But I just, I didn't want to wear like a leotard or a jumpsuit. I didn't want to wear
whereas,
that.
Whereas wearing what Beyonce wore would be absolutely fine.
I would have looked hot, man. Imagine me as Beyonce, guys. Just sit with that image. Yeah. You know it. It works on every level. 03453 00 9956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. What made you suspect he was a bent copper? He drove to work in his £170,000 Ferrari. Have you seen this? A crooked cop. This is the thing, right? If you're going to be a criminal, and when I say criminal, I don't mean like these dodge pots over in France. I mean, if you're going to make money Sorry? If someone started hoovering, what is going on?
Hang on, I'm printing.
Oh, flipping heck. If you're going to make money illegally, right, this is my tip to you. Don't go around splashing the cash. You don't want to make it obvious that you've got a load of bent money, do you? Like this copper. A crooked cop gave himself away by driving to his station in a £170,000 Ferrari. Suspicious colleagues found Osman Iqbal, who earned £35,000 a year. Now, 35 grand a year, it's a decent wage. But you're not going to get a £170,000 car with that. Osman Iqbal, who earned £35,000 as a sergeant responding to 99 calls, was in a gang running brothels, ripping off punters and selling drugs. Flipping heck. Iqbal, 37, and convicted armed robber Talib Hussain, 33, used a fleet of flashy cars to launder hundreds and thousands of pounds. Oh, here we go. Look, here we go. He's local. It's a local story. I didn't realise. Iqbal arrived for work in King's Heath, Birmingham, in a red Ferrari 458. Well, you're not going to look out of place in Birmingham in a Ferrari, are you? 03453 00 9956. I just think what an absolute plum. And there's something, if you want to call in with your giving yourself away stories, you can. But there's also something about driving those kind of cars. Even when I was doing all right, I mean, I'm doing all right now, but when I was doing telemoney, I never bought a flash car. I've always had a Golf, I think, is the most luxurious car I've had. I've got a Polo now. And I've seen Jonathan Ross, who I think is such a wonderfully talented man. But I saw him driving through the narrow streets of Soho in London in an open-top American convertible. And you think, oh, Jonathan. Yeah, exactly. You do that funny Nescafe wave, don't you? Don't you, John?
Hello, Ian. All right, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, John. Yeah. Idiots in flash cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, let them get on with it.
You're
talking about how they give themselves away if they've done a job and they've got plenty of money.
Yeah.
Years ago, but I'm going back to possibly the late 50s, very late 50s in Birmingham.
Yeah.
There was a Prestel Fisher, which was one of the big manufacturers in the car industry in Drew's Lane, Ward End, West Leith. And when they paid the wages out, the security had to lock all the gates.
Yeah.
And they used to put all the wages already made up for the men in £10 notes, etc.
Yeah.
And they used to drive this van round the factory from section to section, and the gates were closed until they'd finished paying out.
Oh, I've just been sent a picture of a man's third nipple.
Yeah.
Oh, that is disgusting. John, imagine this. I'm talking to you, listening to your excellent story, and I click on a link, and then there's a picture of a hairy man with a third nipple. That is disgusting. Anyway, John, continue.
Yeah.
How rude.
Anyway, they closed all the gates.
Yes.
And they're going around with the van with all these wage packets in them, with all the notes in.
Yeah.
And some chaps got in and with ladders and chamois levers and overalls. And they jumped in the van, went into the middle of the factory, drove up to the gate.
Yeah.
And the security thought they were the window cleaners, so they opened the gates and waved hurrah to them.
Yeah.
And off they went with all the wages.
Oh, blimey.
The only reason they got caught, one lived in King's Standing,
yeah.
and he bought a house for £500 cash, and he was all never got to open it for a penny.
Blimey, this was a long time ago. Yeah, because he. Well, this okay. This is what we want today, John. That's an excellent story. John, there's more. Is a PS? Yes.
Let's not forget how they caught Ronnie Biggs. His wife, who got no money, was going around spending money galore, and that's how they went on to Ronnie Biggs.
It's generally, can I just say, and this is no disrespect to women, I love women, they blow it. It's always the wives of thieves, isn't it, that blow it? They buy the jewellery, the furs, they go and have they buy two pizzas on a Monday instead of two for one Tuesday. It's insane what they get up to.
Well, that's it, you see. People don't believe me, but women haven't got any brains. That's the problem. We're born with no brains.
John, thank you very much indeed. There. Women were born with no brains. That's according to John in Sheldon, 03453 00956. Crooks giving themselves away. I mean, it's kind of a limited phone in, isn't it? But okay, let's ask it. How did you give yourself away? 03453 00956. Is a song, isn't it? It's a song, isn't it? It's a song. Thank you very much indeed. That's excellent news to know. Technical information being passed on to me, and I don't think I gave anything away to anybody. Now, some texts have come in. Third nipples. Jay and Dudley, I know, what a horrible thing to talk about. What a horrible thing to talk about as the boss of the station walks past. Blimey. Jay and Dudley says, do third nipples have to be on the body? What if you had one on your chin or your forehead? I suppose so. I suppose that's an horrific possibility. Ian, can you clarify what your... loads of people on Twitter are thinking I slagged off boxes. I didn't at all. What about a man with two... Oh, for goodness sakes. I can't read any of these texts. I can't read any of them. They're all filthy. You're a mucky lot today. This is the problem. When I follow a show like the show we just had earlier on, when I follow, how can I lift things up out of the gutter after that filth? 03453 009956. Idiots in flash cars. After this copper got busted as being a right old dodgepot. Because he was earning $35,000 a year. He turned up to work in a £170,000 Ferrari. So, how have you been caught out and given yourself away? 03453 009956. And flash cars. Why would you have a flash car? Particularly if you lived in a city. When I used to live in London, I made the mistake of buying a new Golf once. I bought a brand new Golf once, right? And it got keyed straight away. So why would you buy an expensive car? Because people will be jealous and will just do awful things to it, won't they? Surely. 03453 009956. We can talk about those. Although I've got a sneaking suspicion that the majority of you will want to talk about nipples today. I'm trying to think of a less attractive part of the body. Toes, actually. I'll give you big toes. Nipples. Oh, dear. Horrible things to think about on a Friday afternoon. 03453 009956 is the phone number. You can send me a text. If you do text, make it clean. 81333. Start your text, WM. Right, let's get the travel news now. Here's Matt.
Thank you, Ian. M54 looking quite slow heading westbound from Junction 2 for Wolverhampton towards Junction 3 for Albrighton. The roadworks slowing things down there. Thank you to Martin for the call. Southbound M6, that's looking quite busy in the roadworks. You start the queues around Junction 10 at Wolverhampton and Walsall. Goes down towards Junction 8, the M5 link, taking a quarter of an hour to get through there. Queues through Walsall, not too far from there as well, for the A454 around Junction 10 of the M6. And also busy in Walsall for Sutton Road towards Wood End Road through the roadworks. In Dudley, Birmingham New Road, that's busy near the Black Country Living Museum towards Dudley Road in the works there. And in Smethwick, Rolf Street remains closed after a fire last night at a building between Soho Street and Tollhouse Way. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 00 2288.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
More of your calls after we get the news with Charlotte Harriman.
Hundreds of police are surrounding a Jewish supermarket in eastern Paris after a shootout. Reports are coming in that two people might have been killed. Meanwhile, north of Paris, the two brothers wanted for the attack on the magazine Charlie Hebdo are holed up in a printing warehouse. They're holding one person hostage and police are in talks with them. In other news, and police are appealing for witnesses after three men burst into Aldridge Cricket Club last night with a scaffolding pole and threatened customers before stealing their money and mobile phones. Police tell us they're looking at CCTV footage and they want anyone who knows anything to get in touch with them. Investigations are continuing into the circumstances surrounding the death of a man who fell from a roof in Birmingham on Monday. The 29-year-old sustained multiple fractures after falling 30 feet from the top of a warehouse in Grosvenor Road in Aston. Two men are arrested on suspicion of manslaughter and have been released on bail. And engineers are still working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes in Scotland whose supplies were cut by high winds. Rail and ferry services have been severely disrupted and 200 schools have been closed. Finally, looking at our weather, wet and windy this afternoon with highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Simon's in King's Winford. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Simon, what can I do for you today?
Oh, well, it's regarding these piercings and all that.
Oh, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about a bloke. I don't know whether I would have the nerve to have one done down there.
No.
But one of my many partners years ago...
wait a minute. It's like, no need to advertise that you're some kind of hot stuff swinger. One of my many partners...
Well, okay, I'm getting old now, but, you know, years ago.
Yeah, okay, go on.
she had a, well, for want of a better word, lady bits done, pierced.
Yeah, okay. Blame Caroline Martin for this.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, it made a hell of a difference to her. I don't, let's put it that
no,
way.
No, don't put it anywhere. God, for goodness sakes. No, don't put it anywhere. Is that the thing about these piercings it looks... I once kissed a girl who had a pierced tongue.
Right.
It was flipping horrible.
But, Ian, I don't think they're having it done for looks, are they?
Well, no.
If you get the general gist.
The gist is exactly what's being got here. Yes, I understand.
You know, it was a more pleasurable experience for us.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. 03453 0009. I think we got the idea, Simon. No need to labour the point. I don't get the extra piercings. I know, OK, I don't think they look good. If you see somebody that's got piercings on their body, you make an instant assumption about them, don't you, depending on where that piercing is. Pierced tongue, you think a swinger. Pierced, if you're a gentleman, pierced downstairs, you think a deviant. You make these assumptions, don't you? Prove me wrong. 03453 009956. Rick's in Leamington Spa. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon. Greetings, Earthling. How are we?
Oh, blimey, Rick's from another planet, judging by that introduction.
Yes.
I'm good. Hey, they found 8 new planets that they reckon could support life on.
Right, OK. Are they going to name them after weird things, like that one they had to change the name on?
I think they name them after chocolate bars, don't they? What, are you talking about Uranus?
You can talk about yours if you wish.
Thank you very much
indeed.
Hang on a second. I used to go to... this is how posh I'm not, but I pretend I am. I went to a grammar school in Slough, right? It was horrible, but it was called the Sir William Herschel Grammar School. Now, 5 points, class, if anybody can tell me what Sir William Herschel discovered.
William Herschel. Didn't he discover chocolate bars?
No. Producer Joe, what did William Herschel discover?
I imagine it was the planet Uranus.
Yeah, William Herschel, Rick, discovered Uranus. So, imagine, between the ages of 11 and, I guess, 17, I was in a building that was named after the man that discovered Uranus.
It was five or six years
of unbridled hilarity. It never got tired.
You're going to love this. You were on about extra appendages and bits on anatomy.
Yes, I'm riding your fader, Rick, yes.
Yes, right, OK. And you also had a gentleman on saying that women had no brains.
That was a caller earlier on. That wasn't me, yes.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. Well, I can put the two and two together. My wife and I were watching a programme the other night about, for some unknown reason, insects and their sexual antics. I'm not going to go into details, but...
Flip it, sexual antics.
That the praying mantis actually has 2 brains.
Oh, yeah.
The male.
Right,
yeah?
And what...
Whilst
okay.
he's procreating...
Thank you.
...with his partner, yeah, whilst he's in the throes of it, she kills him and eats his head.
Hey, come on, guys.
This is the fun part. But he can keep on procreating because he has another brain.
Oh, man, that's so sexy.
In his bottom. What? My wife turned around and said, well, that proves one thing, that men have brains in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick, thank you very much. Everyone's a comedian today. Why? At what point? How bad? Thank you for that, Rick. 03453 009956. How bad does your marriage have to be that you go, should we go out tonight? No, I don't fancy it. Should we make love? No, I don't fancy it. What do you want to do? Well, there's a programme about insects having it away. We could watch that. Yeah, no worries. I'll go and put in the crispy pancakes in the microwave. Blimey. I've just been told off for that comment, and I would like to apologise. I was giving bad advice there. What would happen?
Well, crispy pancakes would go soggy if you put them in the microwave, clearly.
I like soggy pancakes. This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bout that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch. Come on.
hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown.
This is the kind of rap I'd make up. I like this. This is good.
Own it. If you succeed and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't break about it. Come show me. Come on. Dance. Jump on it. If you succeed and flown it.
I think my dad might have written this song. I like this. This is Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Right? But that's the kind of song that my dad used to sing. Uptown funky world. I said an uptown funky world. Up, and you'd be going, oh, dad, please, will you shut up? Town. I'd be doing it in Tesco's. Uptown funky world. Oh, dad, will you shut up? Or I'm going to go back in the car. Uptown funky world. Manny's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Manny.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Manny, are you in the same room as your phone?
No, no, no.
No? Could you get into the same room as your phone? It's very difficult to hear you.
No, I mean, I've got my phone on my ear.
Okay. Well, is it on speakerphone?
No, no.
Then, but you need to get yourself a new phone. This is rubbish.
I can only get, I'm used to this phone, you see, because I can't see, so I'm used to this phone from when I could see.
What do you mean? Okay, all right, I'll give you that. But why, you know, when you could see, Manny, yeah. Why did you... I know you've now that you're blind, you've
probably... This was a lady's phone, then.
It was a lady's phone?
Ladies.
Now that you're blind, you've probably got super hearing, but when you could see, well, how could you put up with this awful phone quality?
No, it's a good phone, then, 5 years ago.
Well, yeah, but it's 5 years hence now. Manny, listen, why don't you set yourself a project to get yourself a new phone and learn how to use it?
Oh. They're all touchscreen now,
aren't they? Manny.
They're all touchscreen.
Manny,
now.
I have come up with the greatest idea. Are the dragons still going?
Yeah.
Braille phones.
That's a good one, isn't it?
It's a good one, isn't it? Braille phones.
Yeah, you should go on there.
I'm going to go on the dragon's den. I'm going to go on the dragon's den and I'm going to... Braille phones.
Take me with you.
No, get real, fella. You can buy one, but you're not getting a piece of my Braille phone pie.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie indeed, doggy daddy. What have you got for us?
Nothing. I just want to know why you're not coming tomorrow.
Well, I'm not in tomorrow. It's a good question. None of your business technically, but I'm going to tell you.
Go on.
I'm inventing Braille phones. No, I'm taking my mum. It was her birthday in October, and her birthday present... okay. And we couldn't go in October because she wasn't very well, was tickets to go and see the Kinks musical.
Very nice.
You really got me. You really got me. Oh, ah, funky town. I said, ooh, ah, funky town.
Oh, God. You're embalming. What, you been smoking?
Sorry?
What, you been smoking?
A little bit of the old Gange, Manny. Nothing. It's a joke. Oh. Nothing, Manny. I haven't had a... Hey, listen, next month, it'll be 10 years since I've had a cigarette. Imagine that.
God, that's good, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Hey, 10 years.
I'm sure I could do that.
And I'm still really unfit. I've started seeing a personal trainer. I think there's something actually medically wrong with me, genuinely. Because I started going to see this medical, physical trainer, this personal trainer, right? Edie, she's Hungarian, she's nuts, right? I did 20 minutes and I thought I was going to puke. I thought I was going to puke and faint. And I said, I've got to stop. She's going, no, come on. You've got to work harder. Got to work harder. I was going, I can't work any. I think I'm going to die. I'm so unfit, Manny.
Good.
Sorry? Well, that was a great conversation, Manny.
See you later.
Ta-ta. 03453 009956. I wish we hadn't started this thing now about piercings. All I'm doing is I'm getting sent pictures of nipple, blokes' hairy nipples and blokes' piercings and stuff. It's disgusting. So we've seen someone's third nipple and now I've got Stephen's pierced nipple. The piercings on the body, I just think, is inappropriate and wrong. Piercings on children up under the age of 14, I'm going to say. Well, OK, I was being liberal. You're saying 16, are you?
No, I don't think... I wasn't allowed my ears pierced until I was 16.
Do you know what? You're all right.
Yeah, too right. No, and I'm right. Really pleased.
If you're under 16, you can't have piercings. And if you're under 32, you can't have tattoos.
Nobody should be able
no
to have
No one should
tattoos.
Get tattooed. Dirty, dirty things. 03453. You've seen these people that pierce babies' ears. Oh. The Spanish... I believe the Sikhs do it. I believe it's a cultural thing.
I was going to say, there's a cultural thing. Is that different to...
It doesn't mean it's still wrong. It's still... I think it's when you... I see babies with their ears pierced, it breaks my heart.
But there's other things that are done to babies that are cultural as well, aren't there? You know?
I know, and it breaks... that breaks my heart as well. I think, you know, if you're going to either take something from someone's body or add something to someone's body, at least let them have a say in it. My youngest, because he had problems with his kidneys and his bladder, so he had to be circumcised, and it was a medical thing. And I was heartbroken by it, really heartbroken. I thought, oh, my little boy. Mm. And he was 18 months, so he wouldn't notice it, and he's fine with it. And the boys haven't noticed that they're different down there yet. That day will come. But it kind of broke my heart, and we really had a long chat with the doctor about it. Are you sure? What are the other options? And we decided it was the best thing to do. But
we had a similar thing, actually, but it was... We got to the hospital, yeah. And then the problem had rectified itself, and so we could go home. It was
Got saved by the skin of his, well, teeth,
yeah,
let's say.
Literally.
Everybody's circumcised in America.
Mm.
I remember there being a whole... I was so confused by an episode of Sex and the City, where one of the naughty girls with the potty mouths found a gentleman who wasn't circumcised, and it was a big talking point. That's where I've got all of my information
there
about.
There you go. Men's Sex in the City.
It really is. 03453 009956.
Anthony Ford has scored for Walsall.
Friend or foe, we'll share this dream.
It's Thomas with his second, Birmingham City's third.
Let rivalries return. Get behind your team.
The mouth-watering fourth round tie.
Birmingham City against West Bromwich Albion.
You always need someone to share every moment.
What a start to the second half for Saido Berahino.
We'll be there till the season's end.
And it's in! It's 2-0, Kevin McDonald!
Your club... is our club.
Benteke with a shooting chance and a goal!
The goal horn awaits, my football friend.
The station for commentary this season.
BBC WM 95.6.
Understand.
talk big feet in a bit. There's a rugby player who's like size 73 or so. I don't know. We'll do the details after. You know that that's the size of your foot from the crook of your elbow to your... You knew this, didn't you, Patrick? The crook of your elbow to the, to the wrist, that's the size of your feet.
Ian, whatever you tell me, I'll believe you.
And also, I think this is true, if you lie on the floor and you stretch your arms out, from finger to the tip of your middle finger to the tip of your middle finger, that's the length of your body. Well, you don't have to lie on the floor, but that's the, for accuracy. That's the length of your body, Patrick.
I'll take your word. It's an educational programme.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? You see, and people just think it's for idiots. It's not. We are dead brainy here, Pat.
Oh, no, I shall go out tonight and I shall sleep peacefully knowing that.
Now, Patrick, Nipples.
The only one I know...
That's a name, isn't it? I used to go to school with a kid called Patrick Nipples.
The only one I know with a third nipple is Scaramanga.
Scaramanga.
And the other thing, whilst you're on...
Yeah.
Was it Crockett or Tubbs who was nicked in the Ferrari?
In what?
Crockett or Tubbs.
What, that was Miami Vice, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah. Them are the only two coppers I know who drove Ferrari.
I was never allowed... Here we go. Programmes you were never allowed to watch as a child. Was not allowed to watch Miami Vice, was not allowed to watch Tiz Was, and was not allowed to watch Game for a Laugh. I wasn't allowed to watch Game for a Laugh. I've never... I saw one bit of it once at my nan's, right? My nan was dead common. And when we went that round there, we were allowed to watch ITV. We didn't really watch much ITV when we were kids, apart from Crossroads, House Party and Coronation. That was it. But I watched the only bit of Game for a Laugh I've ever seen, it was when the four of them were sat on stools. And that's it. That's all I know of Game for a Laugh.
No.
Hello, Patrick. Is this on? Yeah. Is he died?
No,
have we lost Pat?
I'm still listening to... The only thing we weren't allowed to watch as kids was the horror films, full stop.
Oh, so here's the thing, right? So I wasn't allowed to watch Tiz Was and Game for a Laugh. But at the age of 10, I was allowed to watch Bruce Lee films. And they were X-rated.
Oh, that was the first X-rated film I went to see at the Gorman. Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon.
My mum would go and rent these X-rated karate films, right? And I used to love Bruce Lee. But she wouldn't let me watch Game for a Laugh. How nuts is that? I'm going to bring my mum in one day. She's weird. My mum, Patrick, right? I used to be a biter. And I once bit my sister, and I bit my sister a lot. And I bit the cat. I bit Toby's paw. I was only three. I bit Toby's paw, and I chucked him down the stairs, right? And at the age of three, do you know what my mum did to stop me biting, Pat?
Sewed your mouth up.
No. She rolled up my sleeve, and she took a chunk out of my arm. Yeah. She bit me.
Ian, the more you go on, I can understand why your mum wouldn't let you watch something.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick, thank you very much indeed. 03453-0099. She bit me. I think I can now take her to the European Court of Human Rights and sue her backside off. That's the plan. 03453-0099-56. We'll do big feet just after three. I did want to say, I took my boy to see the pantomime Wednesday. Now, I never normally go... I hate going to pantomimes in the new year because Christmas is over, guys. Christmas is over. It's all gone and done. But he wasn't well enough to go before Christmas, so I had to buy more tickets and we went. Beautiful theatre. Basil Brush was in it. Ridian didn't bother turning up. Today, the part of Ridian will be played by some bloke you've never heard of. Nice one, Ridian. Thanks, mate. But the woman, Sheila Ferguson from The 3 Degrees, was in it. She really has got a set of lungs on her. Great pipes. And we went, great theatre, so it was about 600 people. There were only about 80 people in the audience. It was awful. Keith, there are about 80 people in the audience in a 600-seat theatre. Hello?
Hello?
Flippin'. It was horrible, Keith.
It's all right. I'll ask you
Let me give you the what's it again.
Go on.
I took my boy to see the pantomime, right, on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
At a 600-seat theatre, there were only 80 people in the audience. It was horrible. And I felt a lot of pressure on me to kind of make noise. I thought that was unfair on me. Because I'm feeling responsible for the people on stage. I was a bit annoyed that Ridian wasn't there. Like it said on tonight, the part of Ridian will be played by some bloke you've never heard of. Thanks, Rid. Nice one, mate. I see why your career is going backwards. But there was nobody there. It was embarrassing. I've been to a concert as well. I went to see a concert in 2002 at Wembley Arena. It holds 12,000 people. There were no more than 1,500 people there.
That's terrible.
It was terrible. 03453 00956. Poor turnouts, please. What you got for us, Keith?
I'll tell you, Ian. We wanted to see the Shadows in Birmingham, and it was fully booked.
Yeah.
So I said to Carol, hang on and see where else they're going.
Who's Carol?
Well, a good lady wife.
Okay, well, good for her.
So we went down to Wreckpool.
Yes.
And I walked in, I said, I'll show this plane tonight. And the guy on the sound desk, like, yeah. He said, we ain't got much response here, he said. And I said, all right. I said, I don't know where we're meant to be sitting. He said, I'll sit where you like, mate. He said, nobody's going to worry tonight. You ain't going to have a full theatre.
Oh, no.
So we went down the front. And this was in the, mate, what theatre was it, Carol? In the Winter Gardens, wasn't it?
Winter Gardens. It was a lovely venue.
And I'll tell you what, the Shads were good.
The Shads are always, you got Hank B. Marvin. Of course the Shads are going to be good.
They were great, but I thought, flip it, I'll come back. And I said to the guy, that was a great show. He said, yeah, he said, it's a shame there weren't more people. But Dom, as long as you enjoyed it, Dom, right? I enjoyed it.
So how many people were there then for the Shads?
Oh, I'll tell you what, how many, Carol? About 300, 200.
Well, you speak to Carol?
Yeah.
You've reminded me of another one. Jerry and the Pacemakers. Hardly anybody there for Jerry and the Pacemakers. Fair play, it was rubbish.
Yeah,
was it? It was rubbish. Jerry and the Pacemakers, right, he was rubbish. First of all, Jerry is 70-odd.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah, the Pacemakers are in their 30s. I'm guessing they're not the original Pacemakers.
Oh, flip, yeah.
And then he does a few songs, right? He told a slightly homophobic, vaguely racist joke about Little Richard. We kind of let that go. My mum enjoyed it, right? She's of that era. And then he starts playing, then he goes, I'm going to do The Wind Beneath My Wings. Well, that's not a Jerry and the Pacemakers. Then he did a song by the Eagles. I think, do Jerry and the Pacemakers.
I'll tell you what, you saying that.
Disgusting.
We went to Silver 60 show one night.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I think the guy who organised it now was one of the fortunes. He passed away. But we had the Baron Knights and everybody on. And the one particular night, because we had the... was it the Searchers? Searchers, I think it was.
Yeah, who is it, Carol?
She's over there. She got read in the paper.
Oh, Carol.
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 Who was that? Who was the last act on? Was it... Marmalade, wasn't it? Marmalade. Yeah, and I'll tell you what...
and the Fortunes.
Marmalade and the Fortunes. Why don't I just speak to Carol, Keith?
It was a cracking show.
Yes.
And those shows are good.
Did Carol enjoy it?
She did. And we also went to see one. And we had the Dakotas were on, Manchester group.
Yeah.
And Wayne Fontana came on.
Oh, Wayne Fontana. And the Mindbenders.
Wayne, he was back by the
Dakotas. Did he bend your mind?
I'll tell you, he made me kill myself laughing.
Can I have a word with Carol, Keith?
Carol. How did the end pick the phone up?
Hello,
Carol.
Hello.
You're right, love.
Yes, are you right?
How do you put up with Keith? He's an half bang on, doesn't he?
Oh, that is just like an old woman. He's all
right, though. He doesn't. he's still there. He doesn't stop talking. Did you like the Shads then, Carol?
Oh, yes, there's brilliance, you know, especially when you see them in real life, you know.
Who? I got to interview Dave Davis from the Kinks in the week, right?
Yeah.
And I told my mum, and my mum went all girly. She went, oh, he's so good looking. Who, Carol, if you had to pick one star, you're going to dump Keith, right, because he doesn't stop banging on. You're going to dump... He's still there. Who would you run away with and abandon Keith for, Carol?
Well, I was a say Cliff Richard at one time, but that's when he's a few years younger. But no, I wouldn't swap my key for anybody.
Oh, you wouldn't do what?
I wouldn't swap my key.
You wouldn't
for
swap
anyone.
Keith for anybody. No, okay, no. And the only reason that you okay, I think we just managed to avoid Carol. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to put you back. Nice to speak to you.
I wouldn't bother. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Carol. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Matt.
Thank you. M54 westbound still looking quite slow through the roadworks between junction 2 for Wolverhampton and 3 for Albrighton. Southbound M6 also busy towards the roadworks around junction 8 for the M5. Queue start around junction 10 at Wolverhampton and Walsall. And through Walsall, the A454 busy around junction 10 of the M6 as well. In Dudley, the Birmingham New Road queuing towards Dudley Road, but in Smethwick, Rolfe Street now back open after a fire yesterday between Soho Street and Tollhouse Way. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453. 3 00 2 28.
left boot, Benteke with a shooting chance and a goal! Christian Benteke!
Leicester versus Villa, live FM commentary, this Saturday from 2.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
How big are your feet? We'll find out after the news with Charlotte Harriman.
Two people have been killed by a gunman at a Jewish supermarket in Paris. Scores of heavily armed police are surrounding the area. A number of hostages have been taken. It appears the gunman is the main suspect in yesterday's killing of a police woman. The main suspects in the murders of 12 people at the offices of Charlie Hebdo in Paris on Wednesday are also holding a hostage. The two men, who are brothers, are holed up on an industrial estate to the north of Paris. Our correspondent Hugh Schofield is outside the supermarket in Paris and says the authorities are linking gunmen there to the brothers.
Now that the Damartin pair are in a hostage situation in Damartin, he has acted again in a kind of imitation of that. A clear gesture, would seem to me, of support for the pair who are in their own dramatic situation 30 miles to the north of here. It is part of a single picture, and I suspect that they will both find their denouement at the same time in the coming hours.
Waiting times at A&E departments in England are at their worst level since the NHS began publishing weekly figures more than 4 years ago. Last week, 86.7% of patients were seen and treated within 4 hours. The target is 95%. The number of inmates being caught with drugs at prisons in the West Midlands has doubled in a year. 73 inmates at Winston Green were caught last year, whilst at Oakwood near Wolverhampton, it was up 7 times to 47. G4S, who run the prisons, say it's down to better checks. The figures come from the Ministry of Justice after the MP Andrew Griffiths asked for them.
Maybe the increased surveillance has found more drugs and prevented them getting into our prisons. Others would argue that there's a lack of surveillance that's meant that more drugs are getting in.
Police are appealing for witnesses after three men burst into Aldridge Cricket Club last night with a scaffolding pole and threatened customers before stealing their money and mobile phones. It happened at 20 to 11 last night. Police tell us they're looking at CCTV footage and they want anyone who knows anything to get in touch with them. Police have released CCTV of two men after card skimming devices were found attached to cash machines in Solihull. The men are suspected of installing the devices, which are used to take images of debit cards. The devices were spotted by members of the public and reported to the police. Finally, taking a look at the weather, wet and windy this afternoon with highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Largely dry but very windy tonight and mild at 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And a very wet and windy morning on Saturday but brightening up in the afternoon and reaching 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Who is the best presenter on BBC WM 95.6?
Danny Kelly.
Who's the second best presenter?
Caroline Martin.
Ian Lee.
BBC WM 95.6.
And suddenly we're into the second hour, only another hour to go before Franksy comes on at 4. So, what have we talked about and what will we be talking about? Well, we've talked about third nipples. We've talked about people who have piercings all over their body are probably deviant in some form or another. We've talked about getting caught out after a bent copper, earning 35 grand a year, turned up to work in a £170,000 Ferrari. We've also spoken about going to the Panto, there being nowhere there. What shows have you been to? Or where have you... doesn't need to be a show. Could be a sporting event, could be a lecture, could be anything. And there has been a poor turnout. 03453 009956.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Hillary.
Hello.
How big are your feet?
Size 7.
A men's size is different from women's sizes. It's the same. So a man's size 7 would be a woman's size 7, would they?
I wouldn't think so.
Oh. Do you know what the sizes come from? We've done this on here before. Isn't it bushels of corn or something, I think?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Go on.
No, all I'm saying is there is a fella in the newspapers today.
Yes.
Well, this is freakish. I'm quite tall. I'm 6'3". My feet are size 10. Right.
Yeah.
This fella, he's a rugby player. A rugby player believed to have Britain's biggest feet has been sidelined, clever, because he can't find a new pair of boots. Carl Griffiths, who's 6'8", 6'8" is big, but it's not freakishly tall. I've seen bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what size his feet are?
Seven.
Sorry, what? No, hang on. Try, get higher.
11.
Higher.
12.
Higher.
13.
Higher.
15.
Higher.
17.
Higher. He's size 21.
Good grief.
Size 21. Because I remember a fella, years ago, a friend of mine had size 14 feet. And that was freakish, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he struggled to buy, I think this was before the internet had even been invented. He struggled to buy shoes. I think he had to get them made for him in Vietnam or something. This fella is size 21.
Good grief.
I can't even imagine how big. And you know, they say stuff, don't they? I can't even imagine That's incredible. That's clown size, isn't it?
It's incredible, but you're saying it's a clown. I mean, really, that bloke's going to feel bad about that now, isn't he?
And listen, he's 22, he's 6'8", he's a good-looking fella, he could have me, he could crush me with those freakish... I'm sure he's not bothered in the slightest what some skinny, tiny, size 10 fella is saying.
Yeah, but you can probably crush him with your comments.
Yeah, we go. Yeah, that's it. Hey, Hillary, you're just sweet Charlie, isn't it? The words are stronger than the weapons. Good for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Hillary, what have you got for us?
Nipples. Extra nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Why make people feel that this is something wrong? There's loads and loads of people that have got second nipples.
Yes.
Well, third nipple, should I say.
Yeah, third nipple. Most people have got a second nipple. Some people have no nipples. And those are the people I see. The people with third nipple should donate the extra one to those poor souls that have none.
Well, they probably don't want anybody to know, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
To be told it's horrible.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, you keep on it's horrible and it's disgusting.
Do you not think... You think it's nice? Do you like it?
No, I don't.
Oh, you think it's horrible?
I don't like or dislike it at all. I just think that it's something that happens in nature.
You must have a feeling about it.
I do. It's something that happens in nature. I mean, my uncle had a third nipple, and he never made it public because he didn't feel it needed to be made public, and he didn't want to be ridiculed for it.
Yeah.
So
it all comes back to Scaramanga. Played, of course, excellently by the masterful Christopher Lee in the movie... Was it Live and Let Die? No, it wasn't Live and Let Die. It was The Man with the Golden Gun.
The Man
with the Golden Gun. And since then, I think the world has been suspicious of the third nipple.
Yes, suspicious.
Suspicious, because he was very, very evil, wasn't he, Scaramanga?
And I told you that's why people probably want to keep it quiet. Because that's why you don't know how many people there are that... Got
well, Hillary, if I've made any of these people that have third nipples feel less than, that's certainly not my intention, and I humbly apologise. Everyone should get their third nipple out and display it proudly.
I feel quite happy about you saying that. Thank you.
Hillary, you're a good sport. Thank you. Let's have equality for third nipples, shall we, Helen?
I haven't got one.
Oh.
But
would you like one?
I'd like one.
Why would you like one? What would you do with it?
Well, because my breasts are very small and a third nipple will make it look better.
Okay, gulp. That's not what you've called in about, thank goodness, Helen.
I'm glad I've kept you silent.
Yes, you did for a bit. What have you got for us?
Right, I came up with... one is the piercing, the other one is the biting. You said your mother bit you.
Yeah, she bit me to stop me biting. Unbelievable!
Why? Did it stop you biting?
Well, yes, but
it
took a woman who, at that age, gosh, it really makes me think that my mum, when I was three, was 23. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that young? My parents were so young, no, they didn't stand a chance. Anyway, yes, a 23-year-old woman biting a three-year-old, it seems to me wrong.
Right, my daughter we got a slide outside. With a ladder to go up to it.
Yes.
And my daughter bit my other daughter on the bum.
Aye.
And I took her down and I was being very nice. Yeah. And I said, you do not do that because that hurts.
Yes, it does.
Don't do that.
No.
So...
You hit her with a stick.
It was out in the summer. It was lovely. Mm. went to the gate and did it again.
Hey, that is out.
And I said, do you know how much that hurts?
No.
And she said, no. And I went, there you go. And I bit her on the arm.
You're as bad as my mother.
I took her to nursery. Nursery rang me and said, Helen, could you come in?
Yeah.
Lizzie has said that you've bit her. Yeah. I said, yes, because she'd bit Annie. And I went, OK, but you do know that we may have to put this to child support.
Good, you bit a child. How old was she when you bit her?
Three.
Oh, Helen! Three-year-olds bite. Let them bite. Let them enjoy the experience in their mouths.
Did I not know how much it hurt?
No. But they're not doing it to cause pain. They're doing it for the experience of having something in their mouth.
Your boys, if they bite each other, what would you do?
Well, I'm not going to roll up their sleeve and take a chunk out of their arm.
You'd have a biting competition, would you?
No, I would do what any decent parent would do. I would put them on the naughty step. I would tie them to the banister and I'd give them a wallop with a baseball bat. It's a joke. I would tell them off. You can't. Oh, here we go. You can't. Big people can't hit little people.
No, what I was trying to do is my parents did to us and your parents did to you.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Old-fashioned bad parenting.
No, it's not bad parenting.
It is.
It's good parenting because you see what you're doing to somebody else.
Right.
If you bite somebody,
right. So if she got around, if she'd gone around poking people in the eye, would you have poked her in the eye?
I don't think they'd have gone around poking somebody in the eye.
All right, they go around.
So what have you done with your boys then? What have they done that you've disagreed with? How have you disciplined them?
I have told them off, and I have taken away privileges. That TV gets locked up in the garage more often than my car. That's quite a good line. I never put the car in the garage, that's why. I tell them off and I explain it to them, and it may take a little bit longer, but I'm not going to give them a wallop.
Well, when your mum bit you...
Yeah, it was the 1976. Blimey, imagine that.
Punk was about to
explode. Yes?
But what you're doing...
Yes.
You don't do the naughty step.
I don't do the naughty step. I think the naughty step...
I
don't do the naughty step. I put electricals on them. Helen, thank you very much. I don't, by the way. That's a... Oh, you can't even say... 03453-00956...
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
We're up all night to get lucky. 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 West Midlands' biggest football phone-in.
Steve, I think he's been to the Hawthorns today. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you doing?
Berahino to complete his hat-trick.
Regarding Berahino, he's put in four goals and then didn't celebrate one of them.
I mean, there's no over-celebration normally from Berahino, is there?
Any player at the highest ability who scores a hat-trick celebrates of some sort. I think he just showed he's quite happy to leave the Albion.
The West Midlands' biggest football phone-in.
Have your say with the legends. Weeknights from 6.
BBC WM
95.6.
He's size 21. That's his feet. They're size 21. Do they still have... I know they have the little foot measurers where you sit down and you... Oh, man alive, you try and persuade a three-year-old to have their feet measured these days with the little handheld things. They need the machines that Clark's used to have in the 70s. These big, massive machines that you'd stand on and put your foot in and it would do it automatically like a robot. Do they still have those? Chris, when was the last time you got your feet measured?
About 6 years ago.
And can I ask why? Were you suspicious that maybe they'd change size?
No, I was going to get a pair of shoes, but the ones I had didn't fit me.
I wonder, Chris, you sound like you're a gentleman in your 40s.
I am, yes.
Yeah. So you got your feet measured for years. I wonder, do your feet stop growing? Or is it like your ears? Your ears always grow, don't they? Even when you're dead, I think your ears grow. And your nose, and your hair.
Actually, hair doesn't grow, it's your skin shrinking.
Oh, blimey, don't say that, Chris. Hey, you sound like a bald fella.
Nearly.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you. One of the great things about me is I'm never going to go bald. It's going grey, it's going white. Bring it on, baby. I ain't never going bald.
It's most wonderful wigs these days, isn't it?
Well, it is. But you always, a wig, you always know a wig is a wig. Even the really expensive wigs, you know it's a wig, don't you?
Yeah, you turn your head too quick. It's what it is, isn't it?
I once saw a fella. I remember it so well. It was in Safeway, right, when Safeway was still going, right? He was an old fella. He was with it. He was totally with it. He'd obviously got dressed in a rush. His wig was inside out. You could see the lining was facing up and the hair was on his head. And here's another thing I saw, right? In Luton, there was a bald fella. He had a big bald head, right? Didn't have a wig. What he'd done, it looked like he'd got a black marker pen and coloured his head in. I couldn't believe it. He'd drawn little sideburns. It was amazing, Chris.
I can just imagine that now.
Anyway,
the mind's eye of that now.
What you got for us, Chris? What would you like to say?
You were on about Stars in Your Eyes earlier, coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back. Harry Hill's going to present it.
Yeah, I had two of my friends. They used to play in my pub, so I used to run pubs.
Yeah.
I had two of my friends, both been on Stars in Your Eyes.
Oh, who were they?
One was Simon Lees. He did Steve Tyler.
Oh, from Aerosmith?
Yeah, he was a runner-up.
Yeah, yeah.
And had another chap, his name was Rob Cairns. He done Mark Boland, and he actually won Stars in Your Eyes.
Did he really?
Yeah, he actually won it, and that was 15 years ago.
And is he still doing the circuit as Mark Boland?
Yes, he is, yeah. Good. He does a big 70s glam rock night. Absolutely fantastic.
There was a thing, about 15 years ago, I suppose, 15, 20 years ago, when lookalike acts, it's about 20 years ago, I remember seeing a Queen lookalike. Lookalike acts were massive, weren't they?
Yeah, well, Simon Lees, he plays his guitar and he's absolutely fantastic, and he dressed up as Steve Tyler and he looked the part. And then when Rob Cairns went on as Mark Boland,
yeah,
he absolutely just nailed it.
Do you remember?
You can have a look on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Chris, listen.
He absolutely nailed it.
Thank you very much for that. I do like a good lookalike. I won't look. I'm busy. But my three favourite Stars in Their Eyes contestants, right? The Jarvis Cocker, because this is when Pulp was still going, and they took him out on tour with them. And so at one point there will be two Jarvis Cockers on stage. And also the Chris de Burgh. Chris de Burgh went on tour with Chris de Burgh. There were two Chris de Burghs on stage. You can imagine Pulp doing it as some kind of postmodern, you know, look at the bizarre, perverted world of pop. Chris de Burgh was just doing it so he could have a break, I think. So he could go on off and have a drink. But my favourite was the fella. How do I remember this rubbish? I learnt nothing in school, but I know that the very first winner of the first series of Stars in Their Eyes, I don't remember his name, he was from Liverpool, and he was a wee fella. He was white. He blacked up and did Nat King Cole. It was the first ever winner of Stars. It's like I remember the first, one of the first winners of Gladiators, female Gladiators, was a woman called Eunice Huckhart. Do you remember Eunice Huckhart? Yeah. Because she would have beaten the blokes if she'd have gone on there. And she went on to become, she used to go on, she went on became a stunt woman. I used to love Gladiators. I used to love Jet from the Gladiators and the Travelator. Whoa, flipping heck. 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're more than welcome to. You can let us know how big your feet are, please. You're more than welcome to. Hey, there's a story in the... where is this? The Mirror. I like The Mirror. I think The Mirror is my favourite newspaper. Because the Mirror knows what it is. The Sun doesn't know what it is. Because The Sun tries to be a bit serious sometimes. They don't know that they're like a comic. The Mirror knows it's a comic. But there's a great story. We're talking about punishing kids, right? My mum bit me. Mum's fury as teaching assistant who taped girl to chair walks free. I couldn't believe anyone could be so cruel to my daughter, said the victim's mother. The mother of a girl of 7 sellotaped to a chair in front of her classmates by a bullying teaching assistant yesterday spoke out angrily after the woman escaped jail. You can't send a woman to prison for sellotaping a 7-year-old to a chair, can you? We read on. Rachel Regan, who was earlier found guilty of child cruelty, instead received a 12-month community order with 40 hours unpaid work. The maximum sentence is 10 years in prison. You're not going to send her to 10 years in prison because she sellotaped a naughty girl to the chair. Shocked at the apparent leniency, the girl's mother, who can't be named, said, I don't think this punishment fits what Regan did. My daughter has been humiliated publicly and she'll remember this for life. Yeah, she'll remember it for life because you keep banging on about it. I just can't get my head around what's happened. You should always listen carefully to what your children tell you, because I didn't believe my daughter when she first told me. I couldn't believe that anybody could be so cruel. Bradford Crown Court heard in December how Regan, 43, used the tape as part of a 5-month bullying campaign. The court heard the girl was locked in a storeroom, had her shoes tied to her feet, was goaded with a biscuit and had post-it notes taped to her thumb. Goaded with a biscuit and had post-it notes taped to her thumb. Who was that last caller? She'd love all this. She'd be well up. Was it Helen? She'd be well up for this. Regan invited others to laugh at her. Regan from Halifax had bullied the girl to an extent properly described as cruelty. Having humiliated the girl, you yourself have been publicly humiliated. You'll be unlikely to work with children again. I mean... 0345... Helen's calling back. Quick, play the Beatles. You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh, no. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. Hello. I've got some of the weirdest texts. Your texts have been nuts today, haven't they? Very random. John says, cow manure makes your hair grow. A little pat on the head. Oh, no, it doesn't. Did you know... John, what's... John, did you know Hitler was put on a submarine with his wife by the SS to live in Argentina? No, John, I didn't know that because it's not true. Toby Larone. Oh, that's a good name. Guys, it's like me... It's like someone, what's the comedy name that everyone, the comedy name, okay, well, okay, what am I thinking of?
IP Knightley.
IP Knightley, but there's an obvious one, not Mr. Hunt, we're not going there, but there's another one, the comedy name, I don't matter, anyway, Toby Larone, oh, you got me. Bruce Lee's Kung Fu, not karate, you idiot. Yeah, I know that, I just like saying karate.
Karate.
Ian, you inferred a little while ago that the size of a man's feet might be related to a certain part of a man's body. Is that true? Because this size 21 fella, blimey. This common belief actually stems from a rumour deliberately started by clowns. Everyone's trying to be a comedian today. What's your problem? 03453 009956. Let's get the travel news, shall we?
We'll start with the motorway's northbound M5 queuing. There's been a breakdown around Junction 4 for Bromsgrove, the A38, causing queues back towards the M42 link at Junction 4A, heading towards those roadworks. Southbound M6, that's still struggling as well a little through the roadworks, down towards Junction 8 to the M5 link, queues from around Junction 10, Wolverhampton and Walsall. And around Walsall, we're seeing queues on the A454 around Junction 10, the M6. Court Way also slow as you head east towards the Green Lane turn, and Sutton Road busy through the roadworks around Walsall towards Wood End Road. In Dudley, it's still busy as well for the Birmingham New Road in the roadworks around the Black Country Living Museum towards the Dudley Road turn. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 00228.
Thank you, Matt.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Did I just say something rude? The phones have gone mental. That always worries me. Well, find out what it was I said after the news with Charlotte Harriman.
Two separate hostage situations are unfolding in France. The two brothers suspected of carrying out the deadly attack on Charlie Hebdo magazine are surrounded by police at a town north of Paris. In the capital itself, a gunman has seized hostages in a Jewish supermarket and is threatening to kill them unless the two brothers are released. Waiting times at A&E departments in England are at their worst level since the NHS began publishing weekly figures more than 4 years ago. Last week, 86.7% of patients were seen and treated within 4 hours. The target is 95%. The number of times prisoners have been found with drugs in Birmingham prison has almost doubled in a year. 73 inmates at the privately run jail were caught last year. State prisons like Featherstone near Wolverhampton have also seen an increase. Police have released CCTV images of two men after card-skimming devices were found attached to cash machines in Solihull. The men are suspected of installing the devices, which are used to take images of debit cards. Finally, taking a look at the weather, wet and windy this afternoon with highs of 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Largely dry but very windy tonight and very mild for January, dipping down to 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
03453 00956. If you don't call now, then we're going to have Ranjit on for the next 25 minutes. And do you really want that? Do you? I bet you don't. 03453 00956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm not here tomorrow. As I said, I'm taking my mum out tomorrow, Ranj.
Hiya, mate.
She's more important than you.
Oh, yes. You know, today you've been babbling on and on and on. I don't know what you've been talking about.
Ranjit, I hate to break this to you. That's my job. I'm hosting a phone-in show. If I don't babble on and on and on, then there ain't no show.
No, I'm just saying that you haven't stuck to one subject today.
I'm just kind of in that... I'm feeling sparky. I've got loads of stuff. I've got more stuff as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I've opened the page of the Sun at page 9.
Yeah. You don't need the Sun.
No.
look.
Can I just say, can I just throw this out here, the last 30 minutes, very gently?
Go on. I'm listening.
Okay. Am I the only person that feels a little bit sorry for Ched Evans?
Okay, listen, you know...
Hello?
Yes, I'm going to tell you. I'll give you... a solution to his problem.
Okay, the solution. Here we go. This is great. I hope Ched... Record this. Let's phone Ched up. Let's get him to listen. This is the solution to Ched's problem. Away you go from Roger Ramjet. Here we go.
Okay. Why don't he play, right, for minimum wage until his appeal's settled? Once his appeal's been settled, then either he gets a sack if he's been found still guilty... Or then he claims the money back off the state or whoever he gets his compensation from for going to jail and being elite, you know.
Hey, Ranjit, it's not a bad idea.
I'm glad you agree.
It's not a bad idea. I suggest he takes minimum wage.
Yeah.
And I've got no idea what a football player would get for playing at Oldham. I'm guessing it's not, you know, millions. It's not a particularly big club, is it? So the fee that he would get... He donates to a rape crisis.
No.
Sorry?
Stop that. He's going to determine whether he's guilty or not guilty for a rape crime. That has nothing to do with that.
No, right? No, Ranj, it is everything to do with that. Because guilty or not, right, and he is guilty because he's been found guilty in a court of law. The appeal hasn't happened, so he is guilty of the crime.
No.
Well, he is, Ranj.
Okay, listen, in his eyes, in his mind... He's saying that he's not guilty.
Okay, I don't care about his mind for the moment. And let me finish this point, okay? In the eyes of the law, he is guilty of having sex with a woman against her will. He is guilty of that, right?
Yeah.
And so he needs to display a sense of empathy because it's coming across as cold, okay? So the money that he would get for playing for Oldham, he gives to a charity for women who have been sexually assaulted. He takes minimum wage, okay? If he's found not guilty, brilliant. Then he starts getting a decent wage. If he's found guilty,
I disagree with on that. He should just play for minimum wage and forget the other wages. Right.
Okay. So you don't.
He reckons he should be on say £20,000 a week.
Okay. Yeah.
So you put that to one side for now. What he does, he starts because you got. I've been listening to loads of phone-ins and everything over the last 3 weeks. Yeah, and they're saying that. Oh, he should be allowed to play. Some are saying he shouldn't be allowed to play. This, that, and the other. So the opinion is probably about 70% saying not playing and 30% saying he should play. And you've had Danny Kelly saying that it's probably because he's earning so much money.
I don't care what Danny Kelly said. I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah,
your
my
plum.
My thoughts are straightforward, right? He's going to have a job somewhere, right, doing something, right? He might be street litter picking, he might be working in a supermarket or whatever. So until his appeal has gone through and it's been found, he could play for £6.80 an hour and he's training. If he trains for 40 hours a week, or whatever, that's what he gets paid. And if in, say, 6 months' time...
Ranjit, why does it take you 10 minutes to make the same point?
No, because...
You've told us this already.
As he's getting older, his ability to play football, right, is going to be diminished, yeah? And, you know, if he's innocent, then a good, talented footballer...
But he's not innocent. He's not innocent at the moment.
No, he thinks he's not, but he's waiting for his appeal. What happens when there's... I don't think anybody who's raped somebody should ever play football.
Ranjit, can I ask you the question?
Yeah.
Do you have any sympathy for Ched Evans?
I've got no sympathy for him, right? But benefit of the doubt on the appeal, there's a way around it. And that's the point I've made to you.
Ranjit, thank you very much indeed. 03453 009956. Oh, talking heads, yes, please.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children. And we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us time.
come on, David Byrne. Mike's in Southern Coalfield. More afternoon, Mike.
Hi there.
So do you feel sorry for Chad Evans?
I'm not sure, but I just want to make a wider point. Forget Chad Evans for a second. Let's take assault. If you talk about assault, if I push you, that's assault. If I slap you, that's assault and battery. If I slap you and bruise you or make you bleed, that's actual bodily harm. If I give you a guy a good kicking, that's grievous bodily harm.
I can't wait to see how these two things link up. Go on.
Right. If I really go to town, that's attempted murder. They're all assaults of various sorts. Now,
you're going to say there are degrees of rape, are you?
Well, I am because let's just. I'm not an expert of the law, but what? And I'm not disputing that it can be nasty, but dragging somebody into bushes with a mask on and a knife, it's undeniably a crime.
Yeah.
Undeniably a crime. Yeah. Same breaking into a house, etc., etc. And I think a lot of people talking about it, they're using that emotion, they're saying rapist, whatever. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but the simple fact is, as I understand it, any one of us could be accused of rape the following day by your wife, girlfriend, whatever, because it's not a case of... It's just a case of somebody saying no at a certain point.
Yeah. Mike, this woman was having sex with someone. Yep. At some point during that intercourse, that consensual intercourse, Chad Evans then took over without her consent or her knowledge while it was being filmed.
Was it being filmed?
Yeah, that's rape.
Well, I didn't know it was being filmed.
Well,
I said, forget Chad Evans.
We can't because that's what we're talking about.
But I was bringing up a wider point, wasn't I? I was trying to say.
There are degrees of rape.
As I understand it, I don't know the case. I didn't know what the case was really until question time last night, where it was pointed out that there were two people involved. One got off with it and the other one didn't, and apparently she didn't remember what happened. He claims he didn't remember what happened, but my point is that any one of us could in theory be accused the following day of...
But that's I don't quite understand why we're having a conversation about whether you and I get accused of rape by someone who doesn't like us. We're talking specifically...
I'm going to
bring you back to the question we're asking. Have you got any sympathy for Chad Evans?
And I just said, I was trying, you've earlier just said you're trying to open things up, you're talking about different things, and I'm putting a little bit of different perspective.
Okay, well, you've done that. I'm going to drag you back. You've already said there are degrees of rape, and people can call in about that. I want to drag you back to this specific question. Do you have any sympathy for Chad Evans?
I believe footballers should be role models, but there's so many instances where they're not role models. And there's, you've had Rude Hullett who spat in somebody's face. You had somebody else spat in somebody's face.
Well, Mike, you can't compare spitting in someone's face with raping a woman, can you?
No, but you're talking about role models.
I'm not talking about role models. Mike, I'm going to ask you one more time. Specifically, do you have any sympathy for Chad Evans?
I think he's being treated inconsistently. So I'm going to reserve a judgment. But I was trying to point out...
I don't want to go back to the degrees of rape. I kind of think that non-consensual sex is rape, isn't it? And whether you take a battering, round the head whilst being dragged into the woods, or it happens in a hotel room, is there a difference? I don't think there is. 03453 009 56.
On this week's Inside Out, we look at the risks caused by trains depositing toilet wastes on the tracks.
A toilet being flushed at between 40 and 70 mile an hour, you can get sprayed in just about any sort of liquid and solids.
And we hear how an operation performed in Birmingham will be giving a young man hope for the future. That's Inside Out, Monday 7:30 on BBC One.
James is on the line. Good afternoon, James.
All right, Ian.
You got any sympathy for Chad Evans?
Let me just say what I was going to say first, and then I'll give my decision. I was like everyone else at first, not really knowing much about the case. And then I googled it on, I just put his name in, and rape case. And the whole trial notes are online for people to read, so people can make their own decision. But I am beginning to start to feel some sympathy for him, to be honest with you. I mean, after reading, at first I thought, nah, you know, he's a rapist and everything. But after reading the trial notes, I'm beginning to think, you know, it's one of those situations. I know he's famous and he shouldn't have...
one of those situations.
You know, they have to be careful what they do. But after, I think people need to read the trial notes, to be honest with you, to make
so you've read decision. You've read every single piece of evidence that was put in front of the
if
the judge.
If you Google Ched Evans and you put rape trial,
You've read every single piece of evidence, have you?
All the major points are on there for people to read. You know,
so
I mean,
you haven't read every single piece of evidence because this is the thing. You've got to remember that people in the courtroom, the judges and the juries and all those things, they get everything. And you can say you've read the key points on Google, but you don't know who posted those points up there. You don't know which points were highlighted. You don't know which points you didn't read.
Well, all the points that were highlighted were the major points of the case and also the summing up of the judge. And I think that's why he's going for another appeal. I mean, I'm not a football fan or anything like that. I mean, rapists do deserve what they get. You know, I know he's been found guilty of it, but I think...
What did you see in the evidence that was obviously missed in the court of law? Because they found him guilty.
The fact that she said she can't remember, the fact that cocaine was found in the system and large quantity of drugs...
Well, hang on a second. Whether you've taken drugs or not doesn't mean that you should be sexually violated, does it?
All right, the main thing for me, to be honest with you, is the fact she said she can't remember. That is the main thing for me. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a football fan. I don't know her. I don't know him.
James, stay there. Sean?
Hello.
We've had arguments that there are degrees of rape, and the fact that this woman had taken drugs and she can't remember certain bits of the evening means that, you know, maybe it's not quite as bad as we've been led to believe. What do you think, Sean?
Rape's rape, is it not? End of the day, rape is rape. And I haven't got the slightest little bit of sympathy for Ched Evans. Or whatever his name is. See, as far as I'm concerned, my sympathy lies between shit and syphilis. Now, not the slightest little bit. He's guilty, end of.
There's a lot of people in prison, what you could say that for as well, who have been sent down, you know, for what allegedly being accused of things, and then later on it comes out that actually that wasn't the case. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here, but I just think people need to be a bit more aware that sometimes things aren't as black and white as what, you know, as what...
Well, that'll be down for the judge to decide when he's on his appeal, but at this moment in time, he has been found guilty. End of.
I agree he's been found guilty at the time, but until his appeal comes through, then maybe... I mean, at first, he should be able to play football, but until his appeal comes through, then maybe he should be allowed to train.
No, he shouldn't.
You know, the public he can't train.
What? No, he shouldn't. No.
Tell us why, Sean.
Second, sorry.
Tell me why you shouldn't be allowed to play, Sean.
Why? Because young kids just follow football players. They take them as role models. So if somebody signs him up to play, they're going to think it's okay to cause rape.
But
end
if he's
off.
Not explaining and he's not in the public eye, then he's not actually going to be seen as a role model because he's not actually out there playing on a Saturday or, you know, whenever. He's actually just training.
But he doesn't want that. He wants to go back into mainstream football, earning bucket loads of money.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
He won't do £6 a day.
If his appeal fails, then yes, fair enough. Then
okay,
no,
but James, if his appeal fails, right, and then he launches a third appeal, what do we wait? At what point do you agree with the judge's decision?
I agree that he should be allowed to appeal.
Right, and if he fails this first appeal, he goes for a second appeal. What, do we hold off reservations then?
I didn't know you could go for more than one appeal.
I'm not completely sure in the legal system, but I think you can. You can go up to the European Court, surely.
He can go to the European Court, yeah.
Hello, go on.
I think once his appeal goes through, I don't know how many you can do. I wasn't aware you could do more than one, which seems a bit ridiculous. But if you could only do the one, then that decision should be final. And if he is, you know, they say, you know, he is guilty, then he is guilty.
James, I'm going to move on. James, Sean, thank you very much. I just want to get Jenny on. Afternoon, Jenny.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
It's a phony show. Without you, I haven't got a job. Have you got any sympathy for Ched Evans?
I have. I really have been getting wound up since he's come out of prison, because I don't condone what he's done by any means, but I don't want him on the dole for the rest of his life. Or
get a job as a window cleaner then.
Well, yes, same. Get a job as a window cleaner. But the problem I have is people have got very short memories. What about, is it Lee Hughes? that actually was drunk driving.
But all of the, but then there are other incidents of people, of footballers who have taken lives, who have been to prison. But these people, they came out and they apologised. They came out and said, you know what, we did something terrible and we are really, really sorry. And also, they didn't do those things deliberately. That's not to anyway justify drink driving or anything like that.
Sorry, I disagree with you there, because if you get in a car drunk, you are deliberately going out and could possibly
Jed
kill
Evans
somebody.
Has shown, he's shown no remorse at all, has he?
Well, not until he gave the interview yesterday.
Well, no, he didn't show any remorse in the interview, did he?
No, but Lee Cormack, is it, who went to Ipswich, he got his career back, which I didn't agree with. He killed two children and disabled their father. But that's all forgotten.
But they showed... it's fine. All those people showed remorse.
Nevertheless, I think it was a far worse crime. I'm not being funny, but I'm in my 60s now, but I've been a teenager, and these girls get the glory of, you know, meeting a footballer.
Jenny.
If you are that incapable of knowing what you're doing, you shouldn't go back to a hotel
anybody. It sounds, and I'm going to give you the chance to prove me wrong, it sounds like you're kind of putting the onus on this young woman for being raped. It sounds like you're saying it was her fault. You're not saying that, are you?
I'm not saying that. I feel sorry for the girl concerned, and I wouldn't want any of my daughters, whether you got one, my daughter to be in that position.
You wouldn't want your daughter to be raped. Excellent. That's
right.
Good.
So I'm saying that. But what I am saying is they do go back to hotel rooms.
Yeah, but
do you
Jenny,
think
if you go
they're
back,
going back for?
Well, for a drink. She was having consensual sex with someone else. Chet Evans took over without her consent while his mates filmed it.
Yeah, I don't agree with all that and the fact that they filmed it, but I'm just comparing the case.
Okay, thank you. It's funny everyone seems to be focusing on the fact it was filmed, which is horrible, not the fact that he kind of stepped in when he wasn't meant to step in. Let's do Frank, then we'll play a song. Afternoon, Frank.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm confused a little bit. Go on, what have you got?
Okay, I just wanted to shed my light on last caller, or... callers before the last, he said there's varying degrees. This is why I said my personal incident. At one point, I was in a session with a young lady.
Okay.
And while we was in the session,
yes,
so to speak,
thank you.
She said, stop. Stop. And immediately, I stopped. She said, no, stop. And immediately I stopped, jumped up, put my clothes on, left. The next day, she called me and asked me, well, why did you just stop? I said, because you said stop. She said, don't you know when a girl says stop, she doesn't really mean stop? And so at that point, I was like, wow. Because I know at least one person, one of my friends, that was convicted for rape.
Yeah.
From his girlfriend. And so in my mind, no means no.
Frank, I think you were right in that situation. You got a little bit of, I don't know. 03453 009956.
Knock those thoughts right down. I do it in my
Warwick. Afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, good afternoon. Now, thanks for having me on the show, because this is something that has really, really wound me up. I will say, firstly, I can't stand football. It's the wrong shape. I can't stand footballers because they're a load of overpaid prima donnas. But a couple of things. I feel sorry for him. I definitely feel sorry for him.
Why?
The first thing is, do we or do we not live in a society where we employ a judge and a jury to listen to all the evidence and come to a conclusion as to whether somebody is guilty or not guilty? And I'm sure that 99% of the time they get it right, but I think sometimes they do get it wrong. They then dish out a punishment for that person. And once they've done it, I'm not saying that's the end of, but once they've served their time, that is how our society works.
He hasn't served his time, though, has he? He's out on licence at the moment.
Well, he's out on licence. That's the law of our law of our land.
But he hasn't served his time.
So, that is the law of the land, the way our land works. So you're saying that if he had served his 5 years, that would have been okay?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just pointing out that he is still on licence. He hasn't served his full time.
Well, okay. Well, he's halfway through it then. I mean, I think you've been a little bit picky on
no,
the,
I'm being,
way
I'm being,
things are.
But, I'm being specific.
Okay, right. He hasn't served his time yet, but he is doing so. There's been lots of screaming and shouting about a role model. Now, something that really bugs me...
You've got 20 seconds, Paul, just because Franksy's coming in. So you've got 20 seconds.
Okay.
So do it now.
Can I say now?
Yeah, you've got 20 seconds, yes.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said get off.
You've got 10 seconds.
Role models. Kate Moss hires a kite on cocaine and she gets a multi-million pound job with Richard Branson. She's a role model for my teenage daughter.
Paul, the point taken, lots of, pop star... anyway, Paul, I'm sorry to cut you short. Call in earlier next time. Ah, blimey. Right, that's it. I'm not here tomorrow, but I am here next week, so that's groovy. Let's get the travel news now, shall we? Here's Matt.
Northbound M5 still queuing. There was a breakdown earlier at Junction 4 for Bromsgrove. All lanes back open, but queues to Junction 4A for the M42. Southbound M6 slow through the roadworks between Junction 10, Wolverhampton and Walsall, and Junction 8 for the M5. Busy around Walsall as well for the A454 and for Courtway around Green Lane. And in Dudley, the Birmingham New Road still slow in the roadworks towards the Dudley Road turn. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 00228.
Left booter, Benteke with a shooting chance and a goal! Christian Benteke!
Leicester versus Villa, live FM commentary, this Saturday from 2.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6. 4 o'clock on BBC WM. Good afternoon. Ian Lee, not tomorrow, but next Friday. Let's get the main news on BBC WM before we do anything else with Charlotte Harriman.
French police.